I'm just starting recording, Matt. You're having this meeting tomorrow night in the Hotel Kelmore and Cavan in relation to the vulture funds and the EU directive that obviously you have concerns about. But just tell me, when people hear about vulture funds and EU directives and bundling of mortgages and so forth, it's all very complex language for the ordinary person. But why should ordinary people in Sligo, Leitrim or Cavan or Donegal be worried about this?
The issue of vultures and how they're treated affects everybody in society, even those who might not necessarily be in mortgage arrears. You have to remember that over recent weeks we've seen a situation where banks that we all know have been selling not only non-performing loans, but performing loans to vulture funds. And why that's important is that the banks are in our ownership. We bail them out to the tune of €64 billion of our money. What they are doing is refusing to engage with the consumers who find themselves in arrears and who instead then are selling on their loans at a huge discount to the vulture fund. So even though people might be in a position to pay something, instead the banks are refusing to engage on those and are selling at up to 80% of a discount. And what that essentially is a transfer of ownership and wealth away from the Irish people through the banks that we have a huge stake in to foreign multinational corporations. So as well as the situation where the sale of loans to vultures leads to more evictions, more harassment of homeowners by debt collectors and more housing stress and in turn more homelessness, it clearly puts the blame and the punishment for the 2008 financial crisis on the shoulders of ordinary people and homeowners instead of the institutions that caused the crisis, but it actually ends up making all of us poor. So the ownership of land and of wealth that is Irish, created in Ireland, belongs to the Irish people, is actually being further transferred to these primarily US-based vulture fund. So this is something that concerns us all, because if we come to the point where there is another financial crisis, and unfortunately it appears that that is always a possibility, then we will be beholding to these multinational corporations in a way that will make the previous financial crash look mild in comparison. So I would say to people, even if they might be meeting their mortgage repayments, we've seen people over the past number of weeks who were in that position see their loans being sold off, or even if they have no mortgage at all, that this is a matter affecting them, because this is a situation where banks that are in our ownership are passing over what are essentially assets to foreign corporations, and that's a very dangerous situation to be in.